In about 3 weeks, Washington Governor Jay Inslee's Stay Home, Stay Safe order is scheduled to expire. But what happens after that? No one has firm answers yet, but Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins takes a look at some of the factors that may determine that decision, and he asks what our new normal may look like.
Dr. Scott Lindquist is Washington's chief epidemiologist for communicable diseases. He understands as the weather warms up and the number of new COVID-19 cases levels off, people are going to want to get back to some sense of normalcy.
So I know everyone's asking, when are we going to do this? And not yet is the best answer. And
Lindquist wants to see a sustained downward trend in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths before he will feel it's safe to gradually ease off some of the current restrictions. He's not alone. Dr. Jeff Duchin of Public Health Seattle and King County says the risk of stepping back too quickly is the virus will come raging back.
We want to make sure that when we do start to get back to our usual activities, we do it in a measured way that doesn't lead to the healthcare system becoming overwhelmed.
Governor Inslee's current stay-home order expires on May 4th. In a one-on-one interview with public radio, the governor spoke about his desire to shift to what he calls phase two of the state's response to the pandemic.
And we are really hopeful that we can get there sooner rather than later.
In this second phase, Inslee envisions a sequential relaxing of social distancing orders and allowing some non-essential businesses to reopen. But to make this transition, Inslee says Washington will have to have widespread access to COVID-19 testing.
The pace we can do that is actually the defining factor when we can loosen some of these controls.
Robust testing is necessary so that public health officials can spot flare-ups and quickly respond by isolating the person, tracing their contacts, and then quarantining those individuals. Contact tracing is time-consuming work, but technology could make it easier. Dr. Lindquist, the state epidemiologist, is intrigued by smartphone apps that could alert people if they've come in close contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19.
I'm looking at tools like this as we release the community mitigation or we loosen it. These are the things that are going to become more important.
Even as Washington works to build a robust testing and tracing system, there's already talk about how to restart the economy. It's a conversation House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox, whose family runs Wilcox Farms, is eager to jumpstart.
We should look carefully at every job category and find out what we can do to let people get back to work in a way that provides a lot less risk.
Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, who works in public health, also sees opportunities to put people back to work. But Jenkins says the worst mistake would be to back off too quickly.
Our economy can withstand whatever it needs to withstand, I believe, in order to save lives. That's not to say that there isn't a balance of those things.
At Washington's Department of Commerce, Director Lisa Brown of Spokane has been tasked with leading the state's economic recovery. She anticipates the economy will reopen industry by industry and region by region.
We're looking at a restart of our economy, but it will be a new normal with new kinds of guidelines and safety standards in place.
For instance, some employees might have their temperatures taken as they arrive to work, and there might be new social distancing requirements in the workplace. For Inslee, the looming question is when that long road to recovery can begin.
Well, I am hopeful after May 4th there are some things that we could return to. That is not a guarantee. I don't know what extent those are.
He adds the public has an important role to play by continuing to follow his social distancing orders over the coming weeks. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.